95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
How are you, Sluggo?
I'm aces. How are you?
What's the weather like there? I'm in New York City.
Sunny and clear. A little bit chilly, yeah. But not as cold as I hear it's going to get where you're at in New York. It's going to be very cold.
It snowed for about a half hour today.
Did it, really? Snowed. Have you ever been in snow before? Have you ever seen
it? I'm 180.
It?
Of course I've been in snow.
No, not that kind of snow that you snort. Yeah, exactly.
So, but while I walked past, while it was snowing, there was a guy, and not a homeless guy. That's, I need to be clear about that. Like a guy in a suit that was standing on the side of the road just peeing.
I was like, what? I think that's the mayor.
Lost? Yeah. It may have been. I don't know. It's pretty weird.
New
All
York.
Right, let's talk about. Woo! Let's talk about the show today.
Yeah.
Give me five. We do it at 5 o'clock. That's five songs in a row with a theme.
Yeah. Yesterday was love, and we were going to do hate today. But, you know, there's not enough songs with hate in it, which is very disappointing to me. So
it's
going to be kings today. The word king and the title of the song or the artiste or whatever. And we'll if you can think some, we'll play them.
Preacher went to hell. He's going to tell you exactly what he heard.
Preacher's in hell.
People are dumb on the show today.
Nice.
And a person stole a 30-inch dildo. Back to you.
All coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Here's a block of Nirvana.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Woo! It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, it is, man.
Do we have time for a little people are dumb?
I think so.
People are dumb.
Why not?
When you're a dumb.
Sure.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling.
How dare you? This is an incredible story. This is about a junior varsity high school team.
Okay.
So it's like freshman and sophomore.
Right.
And the coach, one of their best players was out for a game. So the coach suited up and pretended to be the player.
Oh, no way. Wow.
22-year-old coach.
Not cool.
And she was running around like blocking shots and doing layups and just killing the
place. Wow, that kid's really good.
Listen to this report.
Last Friday, we received an email from the mother of a player on the Churchland High School girls JV basketball team that an assistant coach on the team named Arlisha Boykins impersonated a 13-year-old player on the team that was out of town for a club basketball tournament. Here's video from that game. Churchland is in the black uniforms. Number one right there that just came up with the black block shot. We're told that is Arlisha Boykins. Arlisha is apparently a 22-year-old young woman going up against 14 and 15-year-old girls. And we have confirmed that Boykins is no longer an employee of Portsmouth Public Schools. And since this game, the student athletes on the team and parents decided to just end the season. They will not be playing any more games this year.
Wow, that's a little harsh. I mean, come on.
They just got together and they went, you know what?
You know what? Forget it. Just because a coach sucks doesn't have to kill
it. Let's not bother with this season.
I mean, clearly we're never going to have a good player as her, so what's the point?
Right, she was dominating. She was great. Hey, Sluggo, did you ever shoplift?
Did I ever shop? No, I didn't. I used to steal from employers back in the day. No, no.
You never shoplifted?
No, I had a friend who did. He used to tell us all the time that he would shoplift, and we never believed him until he showed up at my front door one time and with his parents in tow and a whole bunch of stuff that he had stolen. He goes, Doug gave it to me.
So you had to vouch for him?
Yeah, a bastard.
Was a 30-inch dildo in that group?
Excuse me?
A shoplifter was caught on camera trying to steal a giant 30-inch dildo.
Oh, I
Circus
saw this
Books,
video. It's awesome.
West Hollywood. But it was too heavy to make a clean getaway.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I got to tell you, my first thought was, why would anybody want that? And my second thought was, I need it.
Not maybe after I show you the video for what it would be used for. You might not ever want to look at it again.
How great would it be to just have it sitting in the corner at a party?
100%. That is a must. It needs to be on a table at like a wedding reception, just right in the center with a, you know, with a punch.
Oh, yeah. Don't mind that. That's just a 2.5-foot
It's huge.
Penis.
Huge.
I shoplifted a lot. And we're
Did
gonna
you?
Take your call
really?
At 818-955-KLOS. I mean, I didn't really just steal stuff outright, except for the smoke bomb. But
wait, rewind. Tell us this. I remember the smoke bomb story. Now tell us that it's a beautiful story. Kids so gather around.
There's somebody else. I don't know. I was 11-ish, and I had an accomplice, and he had a smoke bomb. And when the smoke bomb rolled in through the door's open.
Right.
And so the smoke bomb fills up the store with smoke, and I would just take stuff and leave.
Wow. Now, this is in the 1400s, right?
Yeah, this is before that we had actual stores.
And, like, cameras. And can you imagine the kind of trouble you get into now doing that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
But the main way I did it was I would take something that was, you know, $15.99, and I would get another sticker from something else.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was $2.99, and I would cover it up and take it up to the front.
Right.
And don't do that, kids. But you're going to take calls.
You can't really do it anymore. Everything's computer. It's because of people like you. Let me ask you a question. When you
ruined it for everybody.
Yeah. And when you got caught, did you blame it
on
your friend? Oh, well, well done.
I never got caught,
you
dude.
Should have given lessons to my friend Craig then.
Not until this second did I get caught. But I don't even think the store chain is in use anymore. Remember Yellow
Front.
Yes, yellow.
100 front. There was white front out here, but yes. So they went out of business because you were undercutting their prices.
Yeah, I pretty much put them out of business with my shopping.
Bastard.
It was when I was a kid. It's not something that I'm incredibly proud of, but we want to take calls at 818-955-KLOS if you ever tried to steal a 30-inch dildo. If you ever shoplifted.
Yeah, and did you get caught? And what happened?
Teenager.
What were you thinking? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? Why were you shoplifting? And did you get caught?
Why did you do it? It was just a rush or what?
I think it was just a rush. Yeah.
My friend was stealing.
It was the adrenaline.
Lighters and knives. And I'm like, you don't smoke, dude. And who are you going to stab? What do you need all these knives for? I don't know. It was just
that's
fun.
Odd.
Yeah. It was, yeah. It's just fun, man.
Just fun. Some good fun.
Yeah, man, it's fun.
You know, it's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
But the video, you have to see, it's on my Twitter.
Yes.
At the Kevin Ryder. And it's just a guy or girl, I can't tell, running away with a huge black dildo that's 30 inches, and which is 2.5 feet, by the way.
Which are they going to run down the street with it? I mean, they would have probably put it in a nice package, so you wouldn't see the package. But
I would have let them run down the street.
Yeah,
and just would have watched
that's
the whole
what
thing.
I was thinking. Follow them. Videotape everybody's reaction.
So you shoplifted. Maybe you're not proud of it, like I'm not, but I did it. I sure did it. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. We started the hour talking about a guy who stole a 2.5 foot dildo from a West Hollywood store.
What are you going to do with that, sir?
Right? And we started talking about shoplifting, and I did as a kid. Sluggo wants us to believe he didn't.
Please believe me.
But how old were you when you started shoplifting?
I was like 5 years old. And I went to the store with my mom. You remember those foam little planes?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I grabbed one of those and walked outside. I got into the car, and I was building it. My mom walked back in and asked me where the hell I got that from. And walked me back in.
Did you know what shoplifting was at that age?
No. I just saw something cool and I wanted it.
Wow. And did that shut it down? Did you never do it again?
I've never done it again.
Wow.
And yeah, I've been a good human. So.
You're just trying to get to Santa's good side. But well done, you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS. What'd you steal?
Started off as shoplifting, and we did that because we didn't want to spend our money. But then that led to stealing cars and breaking into houses.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good. We never got caught, but my mom figured out what was going on. So it was go to the military or get the f*** out.
And you chose the military.
I took the military, and it straightened me out instantly, and... you know, I was successful there, and I'm successful now. But, man, I wouldn't even steal a candy bar now.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think about Kevin's horrifying story of just stealing stuff for the hell of it?
Yeah, that's kind of how we did it, too. Yeah. Same thing. There's a rush to it.
Yeah, it's all about the adrenaline.
Yep, good time. But don't do it, kid. Not anymore.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS. What did you steal?
18 pairs of women's underwear. It was a dare. I had to put them on and see how many I could put on and walk out the store with them.
And did you get all 18?
I got all 18.
Well done, sir.
Put on my pants over it. It was an old store called Gemco way back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I remember Gemco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Was there any money involved in this dare?
No, it was more like a stupid thing, some high school type of deal, you know, join a club, and we're going to do this. you know, type of thing. I'm like, okay, look, the highest guy I ever got was 13. If you get more than that, you're in. I'm like, I'm going to 18, man.
They were lying to you.
I think they were lying to me, period. I think they just wanted to see how I would do it.
What did you do with all the Ponties?
I really had no use for them afterwards. I just, I don't know, man. I wasn't going to go like, hey, I got some extra woman's underwear. Do you want a pair? So
right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Confess Your Crime. You stole women's underwear? 818-955-KLOS.
Talking about the giant dildo I was trying to steal? Is that what you're talking about?
It's a 30-inch dildo somebody tried to steal from West Hollywood, which is fantastic. So then we started talking about, were you a shoplifter?
I was a young kid, and I had a cap gun, and I was stealing the caps. And next thing I know, I feel on my shoulder, someone put his hand on my shoulder, and I turn around, it's a manager, and I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble because I was caught. And he takes me over and he goes, take the stuff out of your pocket. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I took it out of my pocket. And this is when I realized I was destined for a career in sales. I talked this guy out of it. I said, those are mine. Look at the cap gun. I shot the cap gun. It's mine.
Wow.
He bought it and he let me leave with the caps.
Wow. And those caps, man, those were the best things in the world. That smell when you would hit them with a hammer or whatever. And those are expensive. Yep. No wonder you had to steal them. You really didn't have a choice.
I don't want anyone to know my real name, so in case my son's listening, this is Dick Weed. I don't want him to think his dad's a crook.
That is awesome, dude. Thanks for calling. I loved those cap things. Hello, KLOS. Loved them.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
So, you're a shoplifter?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how old I was. I was very little, and my mom took me to the Hallmark store, and I stole a balloon. Well, she wanted to prove a point and realized I had stolen a balloon, so she had me let go of the balloon when we got to the car in the parking lot.
Oh.
Never stole a balloon anymore. Yeah, I know, right?
That's kind of sad. Did you watch it go all the way up into the air?
Oh yeah. All the whole way until it disappeared. I have no idea.
Your mom is a narc.
Right. My mom was fighting narcotics for 23 years.
No wonder she had a good idea for how to do it. That's brilliant.
Right. The second one, I was drunk at my friend's house, and we lived next to a golf course, and I knew that they kept their service bay unlocked. So I said, watch this. And I ran over there and I stole all the golf cart keys to the whole place and went back. And pretty much just had it there for about a year and a half as a trophy.
That sounds like something Fletcher would do from Pennywise.
So wait, you didn't use them?
Oh, yeah. No, we used them at night. We went drunk riding. You know, we hopped the fence. We'd, you know, take about like a 32 rack with us and just kill it on the golf course doing donuts and stuff. Not on the greens because that's just too much money to replace.
Right. Right.
It happened until they switched all their golf carts.
Ah.
So, like as I said, a year and a half of driving around and doing donuts.
Two beautiful stories. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Of course.
818-955-KLOS. Fess up, thieves.
We're talking about when you were a kid, did you shoplift? KLOS, hello.
Fingers, yes. I was a sugar fiend, and my mom was a hippie that didn't buy sugar for us.
So right.
Mm-hmm. $100,000 bars, crackle, whatchamacallit.
You had good taste as a kid, man.
I like the crunchy ones.
Yeah.
The Rice Krispies in them, but...
You did the right thing.
I did that until I got caught, and my parents were brought to the scene of the crime, and... It was humiliating.
Then you had to eat granola the rest of your life, right?
I didn't mind granola, but I preferred, you know,
sure.
Ice cream and cookies and
sure,
donuts.
Sure, of course, yeah. You're a normal human child.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hey.
So one time, my dad and me were driving down the street, and a friend of ours told us about this gas station that actually kept bags of money. Back when they were like bags of coins they would keep under the counter. And as he's telling my dad this, my dad's got a beautiful lowrider, 85 Pontiac, rims, absolutely beautiful. My dad hits the curb, crashes into the corner of the gas station. The guy jumps over the hood of my dad's car, snatches six bags of money, jumps back in my dad's car. My dad drives back home, opens the garage, pulls my mom's car out, puts his car in. We all get in my mom's car and we drive back down to the gas station. Why, I don't know. But the police had it surrounded by that time. And my dad casually asked the cop, rolls his window down and asked the cop, so what happened? And the cop said, well, somebody crashed into the gas station. They didn't know that the gas station had been robbed. We came up on about, I'd say, $6,500 in quarters.
I saw that on an episode of Miami Vice.
But this happened, like, I'm 54. This happened when I was 17. So this was many, many years ago. But I'm sitting in the car like, please take me home. Please take me home. Please take me home. I didn't want to be a part of it.
That's so weird that he had to go back to the scene of the crime. So it's true.
My dad wanted to. He wanted to see what the cops were doing.
Wow. Thank you for calling. That was awesome and kind of frightening. Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hey.
When I was about 7, my mom would take me to the 7-Eleven, and I stole a pack of bubble gum. Got home because we lived about 4 houses down. We'd do this walk routinely. My mom saw it, made me walk up to the store and return it. Owner of the store said, oh, what a good deed. Try to give me the gum for free. My mom wouldn't have it. Next time I returned to the store, the owner would give me gum free just out of
a lifetime supply of candy.
Right.
Crime does pay off.
Give me 5.
Give me 5.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
Kevin and Sluggo! Who?
Tomorrow's theme is Queens. Today's theme is Kings.
Yeah, and we thought since it's Queens tomorrow and Kings today, we should start off with Aerosmith, Kings and Queens. If you can think of anything with King in the title or name of the band or whatever, 818-955-KLOS. Or hit us up on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Tom Petty, It's Good to Be King, suggested by one of our thieves when we were talking to people about being kleptos back in the day. By the way, I should also mention that the King Countdown is sponsored by King Vitamin Cereal.
Mmm. How about that? John from Altadena wanted to hear a little King Missile. Detachable penis.
Oh, my God. Well, it fits with a king.
Enjoy.
Also fits with that dildo that someone stole. It started the whole thing.
Hi, KLOS. Give me 5. It's Kings. What do you got?
Yeah, can I get 21st Century Schizoid Man by King Crimson?
Ah, very good. That's awesome. That's a great idea. Who are you?
My name is Jared. I'm from Camarillo.
Jared from Camarillo. The answer is yes.
Oh, awesome. You know, I never really hear it, so I don't even know if anyone can play it.
Well, I think I can if I push... Hold on a second. If I push this button...
It is all about the Kings, and King Crimson certainly fits.
We should be giving away Kings tickets. That's what we should be doing.
Ah.
It's Give Me 5, and it's Kings, and we got one more song we got to play on the other side of the exciting commercial messages. See if you can guess what it is.
95.5 KLOS.
Okay, we've got time for one more song and our Give Me 5, and it's all about Kings. What do you think it should be?
Hey, nothing from Metallica.
Very good. Who's this?
Brian,
did you get yourself some tickets to see him in SoFi in August?
Yeah, I got them both days.
Sweet.
So you're going to see two completely different shows. I love that idea.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of work.
What's he doing working so damn hard?
Wrapping up a twofer from Metallica with their latest Lux Aeterna. And you want to go see them at SoFi Stadium? Who do you think is going to win the coin toss in the big game? We got a big game guessing game happening right this second at 955klos.com. And whoever gets the most questions right is going to get themselves tickets to see Metallica at SoFi and a $100 gift card to Smart and Final as well. Got to answer questions like, who will the MVP thank first? If you think you can try your luck, just go now. 955KLOS.com.
955KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and it's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A 22-year-old girl's JV basketball coach put on the uniform and destroyed the other 13-year-olds and was found out, of course. And we found out that all of our listeners were shoplifters.
Yeah!
So we've got that going on.
You felt right at home with everybody today, Kevin. That's nice. All right, I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
See you tomorrow. Peace out.
You want to go to Vegas for the big game? Hang out at the Sahara? Get yourself some reserve seating at Chickie and Pete's. Watch the big game with $500 in food and beverage credit. You know what's going on here? The word is bet. The word BET is what you need to, not like the television network, but I guess technically. 68683, right this second. Bet to 68683 and see if you don't win. You have missed far too many parties in the last few years, so you need to be at the big game party KLOS is planning in Las Vegas. I'm going to get you a 2-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, reserve seating at Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game, kick you $500 in food and credit. and beverages, and the word is cheerleader. I know you're waiting for that word to text to 68683 to get in on the contest. Cheerleader! Text it now, 68683. Now is the time for you to text the word. What is the word, Kevin?
The word is Sahara, and it's spelled S-A-H-A-R-A.
Spell it right now, or text it right now to 68683 for your chance to hang with us in Vegas for the big game at the Sahara Las Vegas. Reserve seating at Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game. $500 in food and beverage credit. One more time with that word, young Kevin.
Sahara, it is S-A-H-A-R-A.
68683 right now. I'm going to talk to you about a word, fumble, that you need to send to 68683 right this second. And then it's on to Oscar. Oscar, Oscar, Oscar. We want you to party in Las Vegas for the big game. A two-night stay is what we're trying to get you into at the Sahara Las Vegas. Reserve seating at Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game. Throw you some money, $500 in food and beverage credit as well. But to get in on it right this second, it's fumble 68683.